Matt, ready when you are.
I got you loud and clear, Anka. How about me?
Awesome.
All right, and just confirm, how long is my slot?
1 hour.
Okay, perfect. All right, guys, let's get airborne. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depends on, I guess, where you're joining on us on this bright blue marble circling around a burning sun. Welcome aboard. A little chilly day down here in South Florida. I'm going to be right on time, right on target, take about an hour. We're going to be talking about trading the Death Star. Going to be getting airborne here in a couple hours in South Florida, taking two fighter jets flying. So going to be a beautiful day, nice chill in the air. So we're gonna stay on time, on target. We're going to talk about, I call this presentation Trading the Death Star for a reason. Everybody remember the Death Star? If you know, you might not be a Star Wars nerd, but I got a couple of kids who are nerds. But Death Star, big, massive thing that essentially was taking over the universe, got damaged a little bit. Everybody thought it was going to be out of business forever, and then it came back, right? Empire Strikes Back. Talking about trading a single stock potentially for the rest of your life. Speaking about fighter jet aircraft. Quick question for the couple hundred folks in this room right now. Which fighter aircraft would you rather fly? And I'm going to give you two choices. Here's your first choice. Take a look at that. That's an F-4 Phantom. Look at that. Just take in that cockpit, folks. That's 300 switches and dials in that cockpit. On the throttle, on the stick, all around the cockpit, down by your legs, your thighs. There's stuff everywhere. Pretty intensive, isn't it? The pilot would spend a lot of time what we call heads down. Instead of looking out at potential threats, potential air-to-air threats or surface-to-air threats, he's stuck heads down in this cockpit. Okay, would you rather fly that aircraft or this one? Take a look. Two flat panel displays. That's it. Two flat panel displays. Folks, this is the F-35 Lightning II, the Joint Strike Fighter, ladies and gentlemen. Has two flat panel displays in the cockpit. That's it. This aircraft is actually so smart that it limits the amount of aircraft that it tells the pilot at any given portion of a mission, right? And the other aircraft, it displayed everything. This one, the pilot doesn't need to know that at this point. He or she doesn't need to know that. Maybe I'll let them know later. We actually call this the Wonder Woman jet. Everybody, I'm old enough to remember watching like Wonder Woman cartoon. You know, she flew around in this invisible jet. This jet literally is invisible. Cannot be seen by radar. And there are so many sensors around the aircraft. When in the pilot's helmet, when he looks up, down, left, right, if he looks down, he doesn't see his body or his the floor of the cockpit. He sees the ground. He sees threats. They're displayed as big bubbles and is on the horizon. Like, hey, don't fly into that big red bubble. That's a surface-to-air missile threat, folks. This is absolutely incredible technology. Now, it's a rhetorical question because the clear answer is: if you want to win in combat, you want to fly this aircraft. And combat, ladies and gentlemen, and trading are very, very similar. Somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. And the loser in my business didn't get to go home that night. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. As Anka and David said, my name is Matthew Buckley. My call sign is Wiz. I flew the FA-18 Hornet for the United States Navy for 15 years. I graduated from the Navy Fighter Weapons School, which many of you just call Top Gun, and I was an adversary pilot, so I was a bad guy. So if you've seen the movie Top Gun, I was the bad guy. We'd fly aircraft that were painted like enemy MiGs. We flew bad guy tactics just to make the good guys that much better. Also flew 44 combat missions over southern Iraq. If you've never seen the Gulf before, let me give you a little quick familiarization flight. So that's me flying back to the USS Kitty Hawk on my second deployment. You see this right here? This is Kuwait. That's about how big Kuwait is. Over here behind me is Iraq, and over there in the distance is Iran. That's how big this place is, folks. And there's the USS Kitty Hawk, like out here in the middle of this lake. Really, really, really very, very good time. But a lot of people are like, oh my God, did not know it was that small. Yeah, it's a lake. So what does this have to do with trading? Absolutely everything. Folks, you don't join the Navy to be a fighter pilot to get rich. Trust me, man. You do it to serve your country, right? Your fellow Americans. But I was always interested in finance, you know? Well, I'm not going to get rich as a Navy lieutenant, but I was always interested in finance and trading and stocks. And, you know, my dad would be reading a newspaper in the morning and, you know, I'd be looking at the back page and looking at those hieroglyphic stock symbols, right? And I just thought it was cool how if I, you know, bought a Happy Meal later in the day and I owned shares in that company, geez, maybe the stock would go up and I'd make money. So as a young naval officer, learning learning how to be a pilot, I started investing. I started to apply everything that I was learning, flying a fighter aircraft, being disciplined, managing risk, contingency planning, right? Before I got airborne, I asked what could go wrong on this flight that I could talk about right now and think through right now instead of freaking the hell out airborne if something bad happened, right? Ladies and gentlemen, the time for me to figure out what I'm going to do if I get shot at by a missile over Afghanistan is not when I get shot at by a missile over Afghanistan. That's when I execute the things I already thought through sitting in what we call a brief, okay? So applying everything I learned as a fighter pilot to trading worked incredibly well. I thought it would, you know, it's not rocket surgery. I'm like, well, isn't anybody, everybody should be doing this, right? The Wall Street smart money should be doing this. Well, my returns and my performance was so good, I ended up popping up on the radar of one of the largest volatility arbitrage trading firms in the world, headquartered right there at the Chicago Board of Trade. This is the intersection of Jackson and LaSalle right here. And you see all these big, beautiful windows right there? That is that was our trading firm right there. Beautiful. Absolutely loved it. Very historic. I had a blast. I helped build a hedge fund when I was there. I helped build the retail brokerage options house. And then I was the founder and CEO of the Options News Network. Now, CNBC, I know, you know, John and Pete, a Nigerian, I know them from my time in Chicago. They, you know, kind of pay lip service to options on CNBC. They do their best, but it's kind of forgotten. But back in the day, we were the Options News Network. It was all options all the times. I actually hosted four of the programs that we did. Of course, my favorite being the Options Cocktail, which was Friday after market close. We went to different trader bars around the SIBO and the CBOT. We'd interview, get some traders looped up and find out what's really going on in the market. So I had an absolute blast, but no offense to anybody from Chicago. You can keep it, man. 9 months out of the year, you know, you want to put a bullet in your head. It's miserable. Walking from, I lived out in Naperville, walking from Napertucky, or taking the train into Union Station and then walking to the Board of Trade. I mean, spring, it's four blocks, man. It's beautiful. Love it. During February, it's a survival situation. You're like stepping over dead bodies and stealing scarves to make it into work. So I ain't a Chicago guy. I love to visit. I'm a beach guy, man. Being selected from being lowly little retail trader, essentially to running a multi-billion-dollar options trading firm, I felt like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places, right? Valentine, with a couple, two rich white people kind of betting a dollar on me, and they both lost, and I won. But like I said, I'm a beach guy. I'm a Navy guy. I need warmth. I'm down here in God's waiting room in Boca Raton right now, and we're going on our 10-year anniversary. 10 years Top Gun Options is in business. That's actually next month in December. We're formally celebrating that. So in honor of that, there's kind of a 10-year-old picture from when we left Chicago. You can tell it's old because this young man right here, my oldest, Matthew, is 19 years old. He's at Norwich University in Vermont. He's in the Corps of Cadets. And I dropped him on his head when he was a kid because he wants to fly for the Marine Corps. This young man right there, my middle son, John Peter, Jack, wants to go to the Naval Academy and fly for the Navy. And then my daughter Keely is 11, going on 29, and she's not allowed to leave the house. Okay, so that's a little bit about me, a little bit about my background. So let's get to it. Okay, this is called a brief. It's not called a long, and a brief has objectives. So I'm going to tell you that there potentially is only one stock that you need to own for the rest of your life, period. That's it, and we're going to get to it. But first, I'm going to shock some of you, or maybe not. I have a revelation to you. Ready? It's going to be shocking to you. Most likely not. Wall Street has been lying to you since day one of your investing career. Wall Street has been lying through their teeth to you about what, Wiz? I'm going to tell you. The importance of diversification. Why diversification is important in investing? By diversifying, you're making sure you don't put your all eggs in one basket, blah, 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 blah. They're lying to you. A wise, famous financial guru once said recently, diversification is for people who don't know what they're doing. Let me say that again. Diversification is for people who don't know what they're doing. Okay. So let me tell you why they've also lied to you for this long. Because you're probably sitting there going, that does not compute, does not compute. I've been taught you've been taught wrong. The main reason Wall Street has wanted you to diversify is what? I remember, and I found one of my first trade, slips. I remember calling USAA in 1991 from Naval Air Station Key West and buying like my first mutual fund. You know how much the commission was? $250. $0. Now, I know today it's a race to the bottom, you know, zero commission. But remember back in the day, folks, the reason Wall Street wanted you to diversify was they wanted you to trade. They wanted you to churn your account. Commissions, commissions, commissions. That's why they wanted you to diversify. The more stocks you bought and sold, the more money they made on commissions. It's an absolute disgrace. Good on them, though. I sound like the president talking about Xi Jinping and the Trump trade deal. Hey, good on you screwing us for 50 years, but those days are over with. So it's a complete lie. Don't put your eggs in one basket. Hey, folks, it depends on the basket and it depends on the eggs. The only stock you need to own for the rest of your life is Amazon, period. And we're going to talk about why. I mean, literally, folks, when you think about it, Amazon, it's worth more if it ever got broken up than it is right now. And it's a $1 trillion company, folks. Amazon Air. I broke the news years ago. I used to fly for FedEx. I hated it. Hated flying at night, trying to get to a hotel room at 8 a.m. after flying all night. Miserable. No thanks. Anyway, I had a buddy shoot me a text years ago, 5 years ago, whenever it was. He's like, hey man, I heard from a guy at corporate that some leasing company that we traced to Amazon is leasing 5 airplanes. I'm like, here he comes. Here comes Jeff Bezos. He's going to build his own FedEx, UPS, and Postal Service. Amazon's in healthcare. Amazon's in space. Amazon's in entertainment. Did you see the Emmys, Grammys, whatever they are? I didn't, but they were last month and Amazon swept the comedy category. Amazon Web Services, search, advertising, you name the vertical, folks, they're in it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only stock you need to own for the rest of your life, period. There is no debate. Now, before we get airborne and continue the rest of our brief, we got to talk about threats, man. Wisdom, kind of liking what you're saying, but what are the risks? Let's go through it. Ladies and gentlemen, stocks can go to zero. I know that's shocking to some of you, or it probably shouldn't be shocking to you. Why? The cemetery, it's littered with stocks that have gone to zero. Bear Stearns. Everybody know Jim Cramer? Of course you do, right? Let me first say this. If you take stock advice from a dude that uses a cowbell and an air horn, you deserve to lose every hard-earned penny you have. Second of all, today, in the middle, everybody remember this famous scene? He looked like Khrushchev, right? Bald dude with his shoe beating it on the table. You know, these people know nothing. And Bear Stearns at $70, it's a steal. If you don't buy Bear Stearns here, you're an idiot. And blah, blah. 2 days later, it was at zero. Jim Cramer, get rid of the wife, kids, mortgage the house, buy Bear Stearns. 2 days later, it's at zero. Good call, Jim. Doesn't talk about that one that much. How about the next one? Lehman Brothers. This was a 150-year-old company gone in the blink of an eye. Pets.com. Does everybody remember the 1999 and 2000 where you were during the dot-com bubble? If it had a dot-com after it. Do you remember those days? I remember watching CNBC in the ready room of a Marine fighter squadron in San Diego watching, you know, like 1,000-point up days or stocks up, you know, a couple $100. And then zero. Enron, WorldCom. Do you remember these scandals? Enron didn't own a thing. It was a middleman of electricity. People went to jail. Does anybody see a common thread through all of those names, those examples? We can sit here all day and talk about stocks that have gone to zero. The point being is these examples that I just gave you, they didn't own a thing. Enron, middleman of electricity. Pets.com, owned pets.com. Yeah, exactly. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, huge financial companies. Folks, it was paper. Here's how Bear Stearns imploded. Hey, Joe. Hey, what's up, Wiz? Dude, I just bailed out of my Bear Stearns position. I heard they're having liquidity problems. What? Yeah, man. I had a huge trade with them. I just got my cash back. Hello, Bear Stearns. This is Joe. Yeah, Joe. Closed my counterparty risk. It was a death spiral, but they didn't own a thing. Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, owns a lot of things. From warehouse, you name it, they own it. And any industry that they get into, they take over. It's like they're the young Jedi, and then all of a sudden, they end up becoming the master. What's another threat to Amazon? He's right there, folks. Does everybody remember a year and a half ago, Donald Trump woke up, or I don't think he woke up. I don't think the dude sleeps. Just grabbed his phone and started ripping Amazon a new one. Actually, didn't rip Amazon a new one. Who did he rip? Jeff Bezos. Can't stand Jeff Bezos. Washington Post. It's a lobbyist. It's a rag. It's a fish rat. Blah, blah. Amazon is screwing the U.S. Post Office. They're getting preferred rates and this and that. Amazon. What happened? Stock went down like that. day, and then it's never looked back. The guy, so he was a threat to Amazon, but it's just so over the top that it's not a threat. Okay. Now, what was it? 6 months ago, whenever it was, six whatever months ago, this happened. Well, I talked about Amazon Air, but this is what happens, folks. So, you know, they start eating what they do. So FedEx, what did Jeff Bezos say when Trump ripped him a new one about screwing the post office? What did Jeff Bezos say, folks? Not a word. He's not Zuckerberg. He's not the CEO of Google. He's not, you know, all these limousine liberal tech CEOs. He doesn't say a peep because he knew in the background as the president ripped him about screwing the postal service, he's like, I'm building my own. FedEx recognized that 2 months ago and said, yeah, we're ending our ground shipping contract with them. But what happened recently? Amazon probed by U.S. antitrust officials over Marketplace. Ooh, well, Wiz, that ain't good. It actually is good. See what government agency is looking into them? Say it with me. FTC. Okay, well, what's the difference, Wiz? A ginormous difference, ladies and gentlemen, because look who is looking into the big tech companies. Guess who is looking into Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Apple? DOJ. Now, if you're sitting here going, dude, it's Saturday, why are you giving me this alphabet soup? This is huge. FTC, ladies and gentlemen, think IBM, Microsoft, Standard Oil, think the baby bells or AT&T. 5 to 15 years it takes the FTC to come up with kind of, hey, here's what we should think happened to this company. It's our recommendation. What? 5 to 15 years. So whatever is going to happen with Amazon, it's and like we already talked about, folks, it's not going to be, if they break up Amazon Air in 2 years will be bigger than FedEx and UPS. So, okay, you're going to break up Amazon. I told you that its sum is, the parts are bigger than the sum. Ladies and gentlemen, DOJ means what? Johnny Law, man, that's criminal. FTC, civil, DOJ, criminal. Everybody get the difference? Okay, so give me a good vertical head nod. I've identified the potential threats out there and they're not fatal, right? Can Amazon go to zero? Yeah, Jeff Bezos said it's going to go to zero. Whoa, hold on, Wiz, now I just spit my coffee out. Listen to me, the man was right. Now I meditate now and I read books on being present and mindfulness and the power of now. The dude's right. Nothing, you don't last forever. This lecture ain't going to last forever. It might feel like it. Amazon, he said that at a conference like 6 months ago and the people like fainted. He's like, yeah, Amazon's going to fail. Oh my God, what are you talking about? Everything fails. Look at Standard Whip and Buggy. You know, they were laughing as the car went down the street. What a stupid thing that is. Everything fails, folks. But what I'm talking about is that the only stock you need to own for the rest of your life, hopefully you live a long and fruitful life, Amazon is still going to be around, folks. His next big project, Morgan Stanley has said this next project is worth $250 billion. You know what Jeff Bezos is doing? He's putting, what is it? It's a weird specific number. It's like 3,252. I'm close. It's some number like that. 3,252 satellites into low orbit to give high-speed internet connection to everybody on this planet. You're in the middle of the Congo, you got high-speed internet. Sounds like The Kingsman if you've ever seen that movie. But anyway, all right, let's talk about Wiz, you sufficiently briefed me on the threats. Let's talk about the benefits, baby. You got it. What are the benefits? Ladies and gentlemen, you trade the same name and you're going to profit no matter which way it goes. As an options trader, I can make money if something's going up, down, or sideways. If you're just a stock trader, you do the same thing three ways. You can make money. Buy, hope, and pray. You buy Amazon, you hope it goes up, and if it doesn't, you pray. Wrong. You trade options. Trading options, Amazon goes up, down, or sideways, we're making money. You stay focused on the news that only impacts Amazon instead of all these different stocks and ETFs, and I'm watching CNBC, so much going on. You become an expert in that name. You're not going to spend time on other positions. You become a market maker. Folks, I have a buddy who's been an Apple market maker for, he's got to be going on 20 years, man. I'm not joking when I say he doesn't even know there's a stock market. He lives, eats, and breathes Apple. You think he cares about the price of what? He doesn't care about anything but Apple. His life is so simple. He's like, what are you talking about? All these, I love it. So let me ask you this question again. Does your trading cockpit look like that? I'm going to use my back doctor buddy down here, man. It's an overachieving family. His brother is a plastic surgeon in Boca, and he's a back doctor here. But anyway, he manages both their accounts. But I sat down with him, having a cup of coffee. He opened his laptop, booted up his trading platform. He showed me this, and I fell out of my chair. I'm like, are you high? He had 33 positions. I think that's a, I don't know what that is, but then that's a pot stock. I'm pretty sure that's a pot stock. And then I think they make breast. My buddy told me about this. I'm not sure what that is. So I think it's a biotech company. And then I'm like, stop talking, doctor. Enough. You're done. I'm like, are you kidding me, dude? You do surgery throughout the day. You have office hours. You work about 10 hours a day. I do this full time and 33 positions is giving me agita. I'm like, give me some medicine, man. I'm about to pass out. Insane. Does that make sense? Folks, simplify. I'm serious. If you are a retail trader, which I'm assuming just about everybody in this room is, if you're trading more than 5 to 7 positions, if you're trading more than 7 positions, you better be sitting here for 12 hours a day as a full-time trader, period. If you're trading 5 to 7, you need to be doing this pretty damn a lot. Does that make sense? So let's get airborne. Now, if you're sitting here going, you know what, let's go ahead and I can't listen to you. You're killing me. I have to diversify. F4 Phantom was a cool airplane. I have to diversify. You can't beat that out of my head. Even though it was a lie from Wall Street, I can't. Well, guess what we do in this service? We also trade XLY. Why? Why? Why do we trade the XLY? Because 25% of this ETF is Amazon. I'm going to show you when you join the service. We're going to take a look at a trade in a couple minutes here. But when you join the service, doing one contract in Amazon, long-term bullish out to like June of 2022 might cost you about 15 grand just doing one contract. Whoa, that's all I have to trade. Well, that's why I'm telling you that this might be the only thing you need to trade. But also to the point that guess what? With Amazon at what? I don't know, 1750? The XLY is at what? 120 bucks or something like that. So in this service, we also trade the XLY for folks who have smaller accounts. And Wiz, I can't swing a single contract of Amazon. Guess what? This is a great proxy for Amazon because a quarter of it is in Amazon stock. But take a look at the other names. If you're Mr. or Mrs. I have to diversify, I can't believe you. Home Depot, McDonald's, Nike, Starbucks, Lowe's, Booking, TGX, GM, Target. Folks, these are pretty damn solid names. So if you're sitting here doing the does not compute, must diversify, there's your diversification. We also trade XLY for folks who maybe not, you know, can't swing a single contract in Amazon. Okay. So there's your, I'll wean you off the must diversify with trading XLY. So we've looked at the threats, the good and the bad, right? What are the tactics we're going to employ? Well, when you become a member, we're going to look at what I call base positions. We're going to hop in that joint strike fighter, that F-35. We're going to go the speed of light, sound, both of them. We'll do both. We'll go the speed of light and the speed of sound out as far as we can on the options chain and get bullish. I predict sitting here right now, you can write down the date and time that I said this. A year from now, a year. Give me a year, year and a half. Amazon will be a $3,000 stock inside of a year and a half. Let me say it like that. So if you put on a base position today, I'll show you some of our case studies from current members. They're up 6 digits from base positions they established 2 years ago. So it might sound like a lot, like, holy crap, Wiz, one contract in Amazon out a couple years is 15 grand. Well, when you look back on it and your account's up 92 grand, like a guy I'm going to show you in a couple minutes, spending 15 to make 92, does that sound pretty damn good to you? Of course it does. So we'll establish base positions using a tactic called synthetic stock or a long call diagonal. Just depend, you know, I'll teach you how to do this. I show you exactly how to put the trade on. So once we have a base position established, then what do? We're going to trade what we call the front months. What's the front month, Wiz? You're sitting in it, man. November, December, January. Those are called the front months. So we're going to be long-term bullish in XLY and Amazon, and we're going to be front month what? I don't know, man. If Amazon's going up, we're going to be bullish. It's going down, Wiz. Well, okay, then we do bear spreads. It's actually just kind of moving sideways. Well, then we're going to do an iron condor. As an options trader, if it's going up, down, or sideways, we're going to make money potentially in both of these names. Isn't this awesome? So when you think about it, having a base position on is a trade, and then trading the front months is a trade. So technically, we got two trades going on, right? And actually, maybe three or four. Maybe you do Amazon base and front month, and you're doing the XL. We have a lot of people in the service that are doing both, right? Because they do like to. And recently, between us girls, the XLY has been actually outperforming Amazon. You know why? Because look at some of the other names in there. Target, Starbucks, McDonald's. No, they had a miss. I forget what happened with McDonald's earnings because of all the HR issues that were going on. Whatever. The point being is one of these might be outperforming as the other one's hanging out. So very, very cool. I love this service. It is the newest service that we have here at Top Gun Options. And what I want to do right now is I want to bring up my trading screen, and we're going to start taking a look at a front month trade. So, well, real quick, let's take a look at this. Here is our, this is November, folks. What is it? November 16th. Look at the performance in this portfolio. We're up over $14,000, 13 grand in Amazon and 1300 bucks in XLY. Let me get a hell yeah if going into Black Friday or Cyber Monday, you got an extra 14 grand in your pot. Of course, the answer is yes. All right, but let's take a look at this. Let's take, I want to take a look at Amazon, okay? But if you're not, this is the E-Trade platform. I actually fire my trades through TradeStation because I'm a veteran, but we use E-Trade to teach on. So look at this. You can hop. These are the expiration dates. These are when options contracts expire. So look at this. I can go out to January of 2022 right now and be long-term bullish, okay? Long-term bullish. And then I can reverse to hop in my jet and come back and trade the front months, Nov, December, January. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that there is something called seasonality. And if you don't learn anything from me today, I failed miserably, but I am going to teach you this. Grab your smartphone right now. And I'm not kidding. I'm grabbing mine because I want to grab your smartphone. And on November 1st, it already happened, Wiz. I'm helping you for the rest of your life. Take your smartphone on November 1st. See, I have it right here. November 1st. Write this down. Seasonal trades. Those two words. And put a calendar reminder for annual. Why? Because every November 1st, from now until you turn to dust, you need to get bullish or potentially bullish. Why? The current rally that we are undergoing, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, it's on hopium. You know what? The rally you're in right now, it's called FOMO. Fear of missing out replaces recession as in the most widely watched investor poll. BAML. Everybody know what BAML is, right? Bank of America or Merrill Lynch came out with their regular survey of global fund managers. This week, they said what? Hey, man, we've traded fears of recession for fear of missing out. The bulls are back. Global recession concerns vanish. And this is a FOMO rally. If you are a institutional investor, a portfolio manager, and you're sitting here going, oh my God, it's the middle of November. I am underperforming the S&P 500. Guess what? Folks, I've been there. I've been on the floor in Chicago listening to traders go, ah, crap, I'm not going to get a bonus this year if I don't wake up. This is what happens. And not only are we in a FOMO rally, guess who else is helping us out? Uncle Jerome. There is QE going on right now. We have QE4 going on. I didn't hear about that because they're not calling it that. Repo market, open market operations, call it whatever you want. The Fed has been dumping and will dump between now and the end of December, $55 billion into this market. Okay. So not only that, in a couple weeks, my son will be home from Norwich. We'll gather around a table and give thanks to God and how blessed we are and each other. And then we're going to sit on the couch the next day and watch idiots go out and beat each other up to save 10 bucks on a flat screen at Walmart. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Santa Claus rally. So folks, when I say November 1st, put that on your calendar, seasonal trades, that's when I tend to get long XLY, Amazon. And I know I'm only supposed to be talking about my one stock, but here, XRT and Visa. I also get long. This is the retail ETF, and Visa, you guys know, is Visa. These names, these four names, XLY, Amazon, XRT, and Visa are fantastic seasonal trades. Buy them in November and sell them by December 31st, period. Why? What tends to happen historically in January? You want to take a look? Well, let me do 2 year first. Let's go back to 2017. Look at November, December, right? What happened in January, February? Implosion. Let's take a look at this one. Well, you know what? This is a bad example. What happened on October 3rd of last year, right here? This was the last time Jerome Powell did his job. Jerome, look at this. What a great market, October 3rd, Jerome Powell. We're going to start raising interest rates regularly. Holy shnikes, Batman. And then the Christmas massacre, Steve Mnuchin on the beach in Mexico at Christmas with his wife, calling all the banks asking if they have enough liquidity. Like, do we need to bail out? Everybody remember this? Delete this. October, there is never going to be another October in my lifetime, I think, when the Fed's like, hey, we're going to raise rates. And November, December slaughter. Ignore that. That was a one-off. But look at all the others, folks. We tend to have a massive run-up in November, December, and a massive implosion in January. So all these people that are chasing performance right now for FOMO are going to bid this thing higher. This was was our break right here, folks. This week was our break. This was the ledge. This rip your face off rally is going to continue. Does anybody think, well, Wiz, what are some of the threats to the market? Obviously. Look at this, man. Did you see what's in the news today? Chinese soldiers are in Hong Kong for the first time during these protests. Did you see the video earlier in the week of the dude getting shot in the chest? Cop pulls out a revolver and shoots a guy square in the chest. Thank God he lived. This is ugly. But, ladies and gentlemen, what am I bringing up? The trade war, right? One of the reasons we had a rip your face off rally yesterday, Larry Kudlow deployed the market popping device known as the Kudlow. Deploy the Kudlow. Yeah, I think we're close to a trade deal. They've been saying that for 20 months. But anyway, you know, I'll hold my nose and go higher. Why am I rambling about this? Because the biggest threat to a November-December continuous rally is what? December 15th. On December 15th, the next round of tariffs are supposed to be unleashed on China. These were supposed to be when? In September. Does everybody remember what happened right there? There it is. Donald Trump. Tim Cook. He came. I had lunch with Tim Cook. Nobody does dinner like me. Believe me. But Timmy came. He said, hey, I'm going to do damage to Christmas and Apple. And I'm a good guy. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to kick these tariffs to December. Well, that'll give us time. Does anybody think on December 15th that Donald Trump is going to increase tariffs on China? Donald Trump watches this market more than I do. And I do it full time. This guy's tweeting about all-time highs. You never hear him tweet about these, right? These implosions in the market going, well, whatever. We can talk about that over beer. My point being is Donald Trump ain't going to be, you know, Scrooge. And in the middle of December go, you know what? I'm going to raise these tariffs because the market will implode. Donald Trump is, say what you will about the guy, he ain't no dummy, and this market's going to go higher. So I have to point that out. Seasonal trades usually in November and December go up. So it is a good time. What's going to happen on Cyber Monday? It happens every year. Amazon comes out and says, oh, for the love of God and all things holy, we destroyed. It was insanity. We own Cyber Monday. Everybody else is out of business. We ruled the world. We are the Death Star. I'm telling you. So I am bullish on Amazon, definitely at least to Cyber Monday. They come at it. I'm telling you, right? You guys know this. I'm preaching to the choir here. So let's look at a bullish trade on Amazon that at least covers through Cyber Monday. Let's go out to December 6th. Okay. So Amazon is it's a magnet stock. What do I mean by that? It likes round numbers. It likes 18, 17, 50, 1700. It likes, it's not a 1863 and 27 cents stock. Okay. So seven, look at this. Where did we bottom out here? 1700, 1700, 1700, 1700, 17. Okay. So do I feel that there's more downside to come? No, I don't. This is a little bit of a pullback a couple days ago on what? Nike. What happened? Amazon's had this it was a two-year deal with Nike. What happened? Amazon's destroying Nike and taking their market share. They're taking sales, actually, from Nike. Well, it's their product. Folks, you got to understand. I did a two-year consulting gig as I ran Top Gun. I do a lot of business consulting as well, helping companies out, but I helped an Amazon fulfillment center in Miami. Oh, my God, man. Well, short story long, Nike just did what FedEx did a couple months ago. Like, yeah, it was kind of nice knowing you have FedEx or Amazon. We kind of have to end this. I told you, they become the master of whatever they touch, folks. So why am I rambling about this? Because I like 1700 here. We might have some more downside. I don't think it is. Cyber Monday is the Friday. Cyber Monday is the Friday after. That sounds so bad. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is late this year. When is it? When is Thanksgiving, folks? My God, I'm drawing a blank. 27th, something like that. Anyway, the point being is I'm going to go out to at least December 6th and take a look at that 1700 strike. Let's go down to 1700 and see what we can see. Okay. Something like that. Let me check this one out. I like this so far. Let me build this trade. Let me take a little look at the risk real quick. Yep, that's right in my wheelhouse. Okay, so here is the tactic. Obviously, it's Saturday, market's closed, but this would be a trade that I would look at doing Monday morning. As a matter of fact, Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock is when we do our solo Amazon brief. Every week, Monday, 3 o'clock. Here's what I'm going to be covering Monday at 3 o'clock. I'm going to look to sell 30. Why 30 contracts, Wiz? Give me 2 minutes and I'll explain it. Of the December 6th expiration, why December 6th? I just briefed you on that. 1,700 puts. Why 1,700? I just briefed you on that too. Man, Wiz, you're wrong. Trump, well, I don't know. Before he announced the tariffs before and everything's bad and I don't know, Iran attacks Saudi Arabia, whatever. Whatever happens to cause Amazon or the market to implode, Wiz, you were wrong. Okay, well, that sucks. But we are going to be hedged because we're going to buy some downside puts as protection. So I'm bullish on Amazon. I'm using puts and it's a spread. This tactic is called a bull put spread. Now, if you look down here and you're somewhat familiar with options, you also know it's called a credit spread. But at Top Gun Options, I like calling the tactic what it is because I hate stump the chump. Well, technically it's a vertical spread. It's also called a credit spread. And it's, hey man, I'm bullish, I'm using puts and it's a spread. The tactic's a bull put spread, but you're bringing in a credit. Monday, if these prices are stagnant and stay right here, I'm getting paid over $2,000 to do this trade. Now, real quick, this isn't a good visual. I know you don't need this on a Saturday, but I'm going to turn into a Catholic nun for a second. Why? Because I'm going to click on the snapshot analysis tab right here, and I'm going to turn into a nun. I'm going to turn into a nun because if you don't look where I tell you to look, I'm going to crack your knuckles. And that comes from experience. I went to Catholic grade school. I went to an all-boys Catholic high school, and I got my ass kicked a lot. Anyway, so 3, 2, 1, look right here where it says max loss. Look at the sad face, okay? Why did I force you to do this? Because if I didn't, everybody would have went up here and said, holy crap, this thing can make $2,000 in a couple weeks. 70%, I'm in. No. Do not ever look at max profit first. As a fighter pilot, as an options trader, I look at max potential loss first. If this is not acceptable, I'm never looking up here. So I'm not ignoring questions. I'm trying to wait to the end, but I am going to answer this one. This solo Amazon portfolio is based on a $100,000 account. Okay. I'm going to teach you that I have what I call SOPs, standard operating procedures. And for me, as the account manager, I do not want to risk more than 5%. And for all you political science majors and Marines out there, that's $5,000 on any one trade. Why? Where did that number come from? That comes from me. That comes from doing this for 27 years. I've been trading for over a quarter of a century. 1991, man, as a young ensign, I started all this. That's me. I want to live to fight another day. So if everything goes to hell in a handbasket and Amazon implodes and that's my max potential loss. I'm not going to be happy about it, but it's a defined risk. I got it, man. So you are the pilot in command of your aircraft, PIC. I treat all of my trading almost, I'm going flying literally. As soon as I get off this, I'm jumping in my flight suit. And you can look on my Instagram page. I'll post videos later. But just like a checklist, max potential loss, $5,460. That's a little north of $5,000, but I'm the pilot in command and I'm okay with that. So acknowledged, check. I understand that's my max potential loss. But folks, that's also based on 30 contracts. Whoa, Wiz, I don't want to risk more than $2,600. All right, Einstein, then you would do what? 15 contracts. Wiz, shit, man, I'm rolling in the dough, man. I don't mind risking $10,000 on this trade. All right, Einstein, you would do 60. So, folks, you're getting the eavesdrop on what I am doing. I cannot tell you what to do. I talk to 100 people in my live trade briefs. I can't give individual investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. Don't ever want to be, man. I'd rather teach you how to fish then throw fish at you, man. I'm going to teach you how to do all these things. I'm going to teach you what a bull put spread is, right? So now that we say check, we look up here and say, okay, max potential profit in 2.5 weeks is $2,000. Using at the money volatility, when that closing bell sounded on Friday, there's a 71% probability of making all of that coin, okay? Take a look at this P&L chart over here. See this dotted line? That's currently Amazon, obviously market close, but that's, so how do we make money? This tactic, folks, we make money 3 out of 4 ways. Whoa, that's awesome. Yeah. See that dotted line? Amazon goes up, we make money. Amazon can just stay where it is, man, and kind of hover like it's kind of been doing. We make money. Folks, Amazon can even go down. What? Yeah. As long as it stays above our break even, which is $1,699.32. And there's a 71% probability of at least making some coin, breaking even. 3 out of 4 ways we make money on this trade. What's the fourth way? Well, the fourth way is Amazon goes below our break even. That's where losses occur. I just don't think that's going to happen, folks. Remember, the Dow Jones Industrial coverage on a day two of impeachment folly was up 200 and whatever points. Holy crap. Amazon's down. Wiz, I already briefed you. It's the Nike stuff. But, Amazon can sneeze and move $15, folks. I've been trading Amazon for over a decade. And guess what? I remember 100, 150 point days. Amazon can move. It'll get back to moving that much at one point, at a point too. But not super a lot of volatility. Okay. So let me cover something real quick. In a brief, I also, before I even place fire. Before I squeeze the trigger, I know when I'm going to get out of this. With a credit spread, ladies and gentlemen. So the max we can make on this trade is 2040. Guess when I'm going to close this trade? If I am seeing a 70, 80, or 90% profit on that credit that I took in, I'm closing the trade. Just like the guy in the song said, go on, take the money and run. Okay. Now let's talk about the bad. Let's just round up because I'm a political science major. Let's say we get a credit of 70 cents. You know when I'm potentially going to eject out of this trade? I don't want to lose that $5,400, man. I don't like max losses. Guess when I might eject? I simply double the credit that I take in. Use $1.40. So remember, as a credit spread, we want all 70 cents, man. We want every penny. We want that trade to go to zero. I want all 70 cents. If it starts going the other direction, oh, geez, if it's going up in price, that means Amazon's going down for some reason, okay? So look at this. This is a trade brief, ladies and gentlemen. I told you when I'm going to get out of it for max profit and when I'm going to close it for 70, 80, 90% profit. So technically, folks, you never need to hear from me again. You got to fly and fight your own airplane. Now, it's a longer discussion, but the smart people in this room heard me say maybe eject. Yeah, that's not, you don't prematurely eject. Now, that's pretty funny. But no, you don't. If it goes up in value to $1.40, you got to take off your oxygen mask in the cockpit and go, okay, why is Amazon going down and do I need to get out of it now? Because there are times, folks, when a trade is at my eject point, I look at it and go, no, the reason that I got into this trade is still solid. I believe by the time this trade expires, it's coming back. I have a pretty good hit rate with that, 60, 70%. But you have to acknowledge that. If the trade gets to your eject point and you're like, you know what? Nope. The reasons are sound, still sound why I got into it. Put the cigar in your mouth, put the scarf out of the cockpit and fly the airplane. Okay. Or if it gets to your eject point and you're like, oh man, this thing's still going, then eject. Okay. I'm going to teach you all this stuff in our live trade brief, folks. This is, I love this stuff. I'm very, very passionate about what I do. Hopefully that you guys can tell that. Okay. Yeah. And I do want to answer because these are, you guys are hitting me with great questions. I love this stuff. It shows that you're paying attention. It shows that you're engaged. But here's what I want to do first, because I am going to go flying. I'm going to call Fights On right now. Fights On. I'm going flying with another L-39 Albatross fighter aircraft, and we're going to do a little dogfighting over South Florida this afternoon. So here's how you can dogfight. Join me in Solo Amazon. That's what this service is called. It's our newest live trade brief here at Top Gun Options. It's every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Our other briefs that we do are about $167 a month. This one, ladies and gentlemen, I went out last night. I needed a couple more cups of coffee here before I get airborne, but $97 a month. The other night, I had two. I'm a tequila guy now. I had two glasses of 1942. They were $52? Yeah, I think it was like $120 bar tab down in Fort Lauderdale for two tequila. So the reason I'm ranting about this is because for the price of less than two glasses of tequila in South Florida, you can get into this service. All you need to do is this: head to go.topgunoptions.com, and you're ready for this /solo. That's pretty easy to remember. go.topgunoptions.com/solo. And I'll show you the page here in a second. But some of you are sitting here going, dude, 3 o'clock Monday, I work for a living. 85% of our members work for a living, folks, but I send out time sensitive text and email alerts, and they fire simultaneously from our broadcaster. I send out the text and the email. Guess what happens? They fire simultaneously. There's what the email looks like. Look at the top of the email. You know what I put in? I paste the text also at the top of the email. I guess that's redundant because you got the text, but I put the text at the top of the email. I put a screenshot of the trade and I put a screenshot of the metrics. Some days when I press fire, it's funny. I look at my Gmail and my phone, and sometimes it pops into my Google like 2 seconds quicker than my text. It's funny. So you get both of those. So you're going to be, if you're sitting at work on Monday afternoon, doesn't matter. You don't have to be in the brief. And guess what happens? After the kids go to bed or when you're on a break or even Saturday here watching Notre Dame Navy in a little bit, watch the replay. A lot of folks just watch the replay over the weekend. Okay. It's usually posted about 30 minutes after the brief. It takes about 30 minutes for the video to render. Today only, folks, I'm going to throw in these things, man. These are your flight manuals, man. The primary, intermediate, and advanced. If you sat there going, the hell's a bull put spread or what's volatility? It's right here, folks. These manuals, go to my webpage right now. They're $197 total. Wait, hold on, man. It's $97 for the service, and you're giving me manuals today that are, if I bought them today, were $190. Yeah, it's come on, Marines. Come on, political science majors. You just made $100. I'm giving you essentially $100 back. So here's what you get. Access to our weekly Amazon XLY trade brief, real-time text and email alerts, access to our online forum that's called the Ready Room. The Ready Room of a fighter squadron is where you go and hang out in between flights, after a flight. And I learned more about flying and fighting the Hornet sitting in the Ready Room. So you'll get to interact with your fellow members. And obviously you get those three manuals. They're $197, folks. Those are your yours to keep, man. Take them, and you're making $100 essentially. David got out yesterday as well for 72% profit, but my Jan 21 is up $40,000 in 2 days. Scott, Amazon up 11 grand on one contract. Thanks for the idea. Kevin, Amazon synthetic stock late to enter up 200%, paid 8 grand, now 24. Thomas, I have an October this year up $10,000. David, a lot of Davids, did Amazon TGO synthetic stock 2 months ago up $42,000. Greg, here's his Amazon update. He had a 2019 that was up 92,000. This is what I'm telling you, folks. If you do the base position that I'm going to show you on Monday, but when Amazon hits $3,000, it'll be up 125 grand. He has a 2020 on that's up 21 grand, all because of hooking up with you, Wiz, and TGO. My 2021 this year was a little late, as I just bought it on March 8th, and it was at 1290. It's up. Oh, wow. I need to go back to him and ask him. Look at this. Amazon's at what, folks? 1740? Look at that. 1290, and it was up 19 grand. That trade's got to be around $40,000 to $50,000 profit for that person. I mean, this is just great. Diane, up 70 grand with one contract. That's the power, folks. When people are like, oh, man, it's like Kevin over here. He paid 8 grand for one contract. You might be sitting there like, wow, that's a lot of money. That's half my portfolio. Well, it's up 24 right now. Oh, yeah. So you have to think about it. Like I said, if you ain't digging the one contract for Amazon type of thing, do the XLY until you build up enough coin to jump into that. I love this stuff, folks. Newest live trade brief every Monday at 3. We trade Amazon. We'll all also do the XLY. It is limited. We're getting very close. 200 is the max we can hold in our room. I ain't getting a bigger room. People are like, just get, no. It gets to be a zoo. I can't stand, like today, all these questions being fired. It gives me agita, man, because as an instructor, I want to stop and answer. You ain't leaving one of my trade briefs with a clue bird flapping on your shoulder or a question mark over your head. I am an instructor, man, and I teach, and I take a lot of pride in that. So $97 a month, and Ank and David said, hey, man, can you maybe hook folks up with a little bit of a deal? Sure. 25% discount if you do an annual today. $897, man. After we go flying today, Ank, we're going to buzz Ank's house. So Ank, make sure you're out at the pool. We're going to go out to dinner. I guarantee you that's probably going to be our dinner tab. So do an annual membership, and I'll give you 25% discount. go.topgunoptions.com/soloankers. Yeah, I'll be right there. And as I said, I'll give you $197 bonus today for your flight manuals. These are a must. I was going to show you a couple nice comments about these, like, Wiz, you need to push these manuals more. These are, well, they're underrated, and you need to talk about them more. I learned it. Got it. I can't say that enough, man. When I went to Pensacola Naval Air Station for flight school, I'll never forget. I have to find that picture. I have this old, like, grainy picture of me standing next to my books. They were as tall as I was, right? But this is what you have to do, man. Be serious about this. Get your flight manuals, download them, start looking at them today as Navy beats up on Notre Dame. You can sit here, download them as soon as you get your password there. So, brand new live trade brief. The other ones are $167. This is a no-brainer. It's cheaper, obviously, because I'm only trading one name, two names. The other services, we're trading volatility, we're trading China, we're trading Brazil. The other services are for folks who have a little crowded cockpit. I think this is where you need to be, man. Become a market maker, literally. Won't it simplify your life instead of sitting here watching CNBC and they're like talking about 90,000 things throughout the day? You're like, I just care about Amazon, man. You can turn that thing off. $14,000 month to date. Had a losing trade on Friday. We'll debrief that on Monday because that Nike thing happened. But folks, you ready for this? This is going to be stunning. We have losing trades. Oh my God, these other services I've been at. Yeah, exactly. That's why they suck and they're snake oil. This is why we've been here for 10 years, man. We debrief our losers, man. We have losing trades. But guess what? We knew our max risk. If we wake up and get kicked in the teeth, we ain't getting kicked in the teeth. It didn't hurt that much because we knew our max risk. So we do have losing trades, but look at this. Net positive for the month, up 14 grand month to date in this one. So choice is yours, folks. Do you want to keep flying that F4 Phantom? Do you want to keep looking at positions in your portfolio that you don't even know why you got in them or sometimes even what they are? Or sometimes when I do one-on-one coaching, I'm looking at people's portfolios. They're like, well, I'm going to keep that one in there. And, you know, when it comes back, I'll end up selling it. I'm like, did you just listen to what you just said? When it comes back, I'll sell it. What are you, Nostradamus? You're certain that stock that's been languishing in your account for 2 years is going to come back? What are you, mental? Dump it. So That's your cockpit going forward, folks. Amazon XLY, two flat panels in your F-35 trading cockpit. Go.topgunoptions.com/solo. It ain't rocket surgery, folks. If I can do it, you can do it. Yeah, I'll show you the page. Absolutely. It's right here. Here it is right here. Go.topgunoptions.com/solo. There's your three manuals that you get right there. And like I said, just click this little button down here. You can do $897 for a year and get a 25% discount. All right. Look at that. 1 minute left, folks. I like being on time, on target. There was a couple questions I would be dying to ask. Don't trade Amazon through earnings. Earnings are a gamble. How many of you have traded earnings where you're like, hey, I was right. They had blowout earnings and the stock's down and you get destroyed. Do not trade earnings, folks. It's how many times have you got blown out earnings? You can be right about earnings and the stock be complete. Don't do it, folks. I grab a big bucket of popcorn around earnings and watch. We trade before, we trade after, and then we eat popcorn. A lot of other good questions. I'll tell you what, easiest thing to do for $97, folks, you're making $100. These are $197 on our website. The service is $97. You just made $100 or you saved $100. So do me a favor, join me Monday afternoon at 3:00 and I'll be able to answer all your questions. Okay. All right, folks, I got to go throw my flight suit on and then go buzz Anka's house in a little bit. So have a great rest of your day. Happy hunting. Make sure you hedge and God bless. I'll turn it back over to you guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Matt. And looking forward to seeing you soon. I'm flying back to Florida tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You're up in the Great White North, aren't you?
Oh my goodness. You could say that again.
All right. Well, I'll see you when you get down here.